From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with The Jarflies, old-time music from Kentucky. The Jarflies, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Yonder comes the old gray marsh, wrung her hands and cried. Daughter fell in love with me, she faded away and died.
Don't get weary, children, don't get weary, I'm coming from the ball.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 474th performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Jarflies. The band is all about Kentucky music, featuring Art Mize, Mason Colby, and Diane Timmons, all from Lexington, Kentucky. We'll learn more about this musical trio shortly. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, the Jarflies.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with the Jarflies. Here's Donald.
Thank you for listening to Red Barn Radio. We have the Jarflies here live in studio. Welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank it's you. Great to be here.
So in studio, we've got right dead center, we've got Art Mize, we've got Mason Colby to my left, and we have Diane Timmons. How are you doing?
Great.
You were nervous before the show, and you seem to have shaken that off.
Do I seem like I have? It's all smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors. I really enjoy that all of you have such diverse musical paths that have brought you together. I'll speak with Diane and Art about the vocal side of music, and then you're bringing in everybody with the instrumentation. Art and Diane, tell us a little bit about a cappella and just how your vocals have kind of led you into actually playing the instruments.
Well, the a cappella thing is growing up in Eastern Kentucky, going to small churches. These were churches of Christ that didn't use instruments in worship out of a conviction that that was inappropriate. So we sang shape notes, and their little, you know, do is a triangle and re is like a bowl shape and mi is a diamond. And so you learn to read do, mi, so, do. You know, do, la, so, do, ti, la. We would read through and practice, kind of, I'd sang tenor once my voice changed, and it was alto before that. I didn't change very far. But, you know, I'd sit with my mom and listen to her sing her alto parts and, you know, kind of gradually learn how to read those shape notes. But it was just a living tradition that's still around. It's different from the other kind of, there's a real well-known shape note tradition that just has a five-note scale, but this was a symbol for every seven of the, you know, seven intervals of the scale. So it was a great way to learn music, great ear training. You know, it's made it possible for me to read pretty fluently and sing by ear at the same time, actually. There's great roots for me.
This next one is an original tune. This fretless banjo sort of harkens back to an older style of banjo that would have been played, you know, over 100 years ago. But it's a modern instrument. It was built by a banjo builder in Louisville, Kentucky, named Seth Folsom.
House a den of luxury. get your house in order. Except maybe on the half, maybe on the quarter. Your pleasure will look cheap when the farmer comes to reap. But get your house in order.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Jarflies on Red Barn Radio.
But Diane's got an entirely richer choral tradition behind her singing.
Well, I don't know about richer, but it's just a different path. I started playing piano, actually, when I was a kid, about 4 and a half, and just played all the way through. And then when I got to middle school, I sang in choir. Actually, I'd sung in choir some in church. I sang in school chorus, and that was really, really fun. And I just got super excited about singing all the time and was in a citywide chorus that we used to have. We would meet on Saturdays. So in addition to all my whatever I was singing in school and all my piano practicing, I was going to that choir as well. Then I just really never had quit singing in choirs. I played piano up through into college. I've been a singer sort of the whole time. And I sing with the Bach Choir, the Kentucky Bach Choir here in town, and at First Presbyterian Church, and basically anywhere else that will let me. I do a lot of singing.
Mason and I are just in awe of the gal with the pipes. It's wonderful to be around a voice like that. It's wonderful.
But it's amazing they even let me in the same band as you.
I admire your ability to be gravelly and down home. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But I've been basically forced through many musical collaborations to learn guitar, even though it wasn't, you know, my first instrument. I started out with keyboard instruments, and they're a lot more intuitive for me. So guitar is its own animal, and I know a lot of people that are listening play a lot of guitar, so just forgive me. I am where I am.
Steady and strong. All I need is a few greenbacks to push my boat along. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, hey, get along, I said. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, I'm waiting on a break of day. Well, I wish I had stones build my chimney higher. Every time it rains or snows, puts out all my fire. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, I get along, I say. They bring him back. Run the little pigs over the fence, the little ones through the crack. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, hey.
Not to understate it, but Diane is a founding member of the Central Kentucky Bach Choir, so not just any type of member. Coming from a keyboard and then getting into voice and then taking it to a string instrument, it's like three different brains and different physical needs and all of that. You need different muscle memory for guitar than you need for piano. How does that translate into taking it into each instrument when you're singing or when you're playing? How do you keep all of those separated?
I guess studying piano so early, I developed my ear pretty close. So if I hear it for a minute, I know what the pitches are. I can tell what key we're in, and I can usually come in right. I find that improves my ability to improvise.
When we work together musically and try and work on music, we have very different processes. So if she hears a pitch, she knows it's a B flat. She just says, oh, that's an F. But it's worse than that. When she hears a chord, and you're sitting there trying to figure out a song, and you hear it go to a change, and you're trying to pluck notes and see which ones fit in the chord, which ones harmonize, she says, oh, that's a B-flat minor. Oh, great. So I'm just going to quit laboring over this. I'm just going to ask you next time. Because she's got that sort of absolute pitch where she hears them definitionally, whereas I hear things in relationship to each other.
Piano is a very linear instrument. When you hit a note, you hit a note. It's going to be the same every time. You put pressure on a string, on even banjo, guitar, anything like that, you're going to get a little different tone. Last week, for the listeners, we were making chicken sounds with the violin, the fiddle, and so chickens can come out of violins and fiddles, so it is happening.
Which came first, the chicken or the violin?
I hear more about mice getting into the fiddle than chickens coming out, but anyway.
In this fair land, I'll stay no go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. Thank you.
say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the west. I'm going to the west, to the west.
Mason, we have you as the traveler of the band. You have lived a lot of different places, including Texas. Where in Texas?
I was born in Houston, Texas, and went to university there. And I have a lot of extended family who live there, but I mostly grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana, just nearby.
And then you lived in France for a little bit?
Lived in France for a little bit. I'm a French translator. I grew up in Louisiana, and there's a great musical tradition there, of course, but I never really got motivated to play music down there. I mostly got my creative juices out with cooking when I was down there. And then we moved up here, and I was like, they don't really cook here the way we did back home. I need to find something different to do. But I knew the music here was really good, so I just kind of jumped into it.
You got nothing against fried chicken and potatoes, right?
Oh, man, I love the food. Yeah. It's just not my cooking.
Passing by, know how I feel as another morning settles like the dust behind my heels in the shadow of a restless soul born on wheels. I'm proud to sing the highways and the song.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the weeds straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, and the road says you got to move along.
Song within me is a song I've learned when I heard the freight train's whistle and my head was turned. The carefree chorus of that liner as she burned. Now the lineman says, you got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, and the road says you got to move along.
And where they fell among the book my soul had written, and the tales my shoes could tell, I left them lying there for someone else to tell. And the road says you got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I found, and the road says you got to move along. And the road says you got to move along.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Jarflies, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Jarflies after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.